This is the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast. I'm Ian DeEubank on the 23rd of May, 2025. Thanks for joining us. Eric Pfeiffer and CJ Miller check in soon with Hat News. Brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them online, ffbt.com, to learn more. In the news, the updated Indiana planting weather forecast, and FFA and 4-H students are catching a break on out-of-school travel via a bill that made it through the State House and was signed by the governor this week. On the Friday before Indy 500 race weekend, Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin is calling our weather chilly. It could be dry, though, Sunday and Monday. And grain and oil seed markets yesterday were mixed. We have market analysis with Carl Setzer on the way on the Hat Friday podcast.
As a farmer, you plant millions of seeds every spring. You know that tomorrow's harvest depends on today's hard work, knowledge, and care. At First Farmers, we recognize that today's seed is tomorrow's success in both farming and finance. If you're looking for a bank that has been committed to agriculture for over 135 years and has the experience to prove it, let's talk. Learn more at ffbt.com or stop by your local branch. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
Considering a career in agriculture, Michigan State University's Institute of Agricultural Technology offers in-state tuition rates for students from Indiana and beyond. With programs like Ag Operations, Forest Technology, and Food Processing, MSU IAT prepares career-ready graduates in 2 years. Our certificate programs are designed to launch your students' future in agriculture. Take the first step at iat.msu.edu.
A wide open window to complete planting and excused absences for FFA and 4-H. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. We have a dry pattern emerging as we close out May and head into June. That's what Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin has to say in his planting weather forecast presented by Beacon Credit Union.
Hello, this is Grant Hackman, ag lender at Beacon Credit Union, wishing all farmers a safe and successful growing season. Let Beacon serve you with your next real estate, equipment, or operating loan.
For the weekend, Martin is calling for mostly dry conditions across the state with good evaporation rates.
The only place of moisture that we have to watch closely is going to be in southwest Indiana Sunday morning and midday early afternoon, where we could pick up another quarter to three quarters of an inch.
He says Memorial Day Monday will be sunny, dry, and pleasant all across Indiana, and Tuesday through Saturday maintains that dry pattern.
We don't necessarily have high pressure sitting right on top of the Hoosier State, but we're not seeing any significant flow in from the west or southwest that brings additional moisture. That means outside of any heat-based pop-up activity, which can happen, I don't think we're looking at anything well organized. Good evaporation, good drying next week. Doesn't matter whether you got 2.5 inches of rain this past week or only 3/4 of an inch, conditions are going to be good to get back into the field here this week.
As we put May in the books and move into June, the dry pattern continues. Martin says heat will be an increasing factor,
but I don't think it really plays into a large-scale batch of thunderstorm development for either the first or second. Watching a strong frontal boundary get going to the west, likely the third into the fourth, that could be our next well-organized round of moisture that can bring anywhere from 1/4 to 1.5 inches of rain, but I'm thinking it's going to be delayed and it may not end up getting here till closer to the fourth or fifth. Delays mean we slip farther into some concerns about needing that next rain.
Martin's full Indiana farm forecast can be found at HoosierAgToday.com or in the Hat mobile app. Indiana Governor Mike Braun has signed a bill into law that requires schools to provide excused absences for students taking part in off-site events for FFA and 4-H. CJ Miller has the story.
4-H and FFA are a critical asset for our students in Indiana. I think the lifelong skills that you learn from those activities stay with those kids for their life.
And that's State Representative Bo Baird, who wrote House Bill 1660. It now requires both public and private schools to allow their students up to 6 days each school year to travel to events hosted by National FFA, Indiana FFA, or a 4-H club without being marked as absent or being penalized by the school. And that includes traveling to the National FFA Convention and Expo in Indianapolis in late October.
You know, in the education committee, I got some pushback that we don't want every organization coming and mandating that they have excused absences and how many. The difference, though, is that FFA is a co-curriculum in many of our schools already. So because it's a co-curriculum, that's why I thought it was important that we show our support for the program. Added 4-H on there, while it's not a co-curriculum, a lot of those events are held in conjunction with each other. And so for those schools that don't have FFA, I wanted those students to have an opportunity to participate in such critical programming.
Baird also shared that the bill got across the finish line because of all the support it received from students serving in Indiana FFA and 4-H.
But I told them, you guys have to come and testify. And, you know, for me, watching them testify in committee was just extraordinary, because that's what this is all about. It's about education. It's about learning. It's about experiences. And for me, that was instrumental in watching those kids testify in committee, and probably the highlight for me of carrying the bill.
The bill was signed into law by Governor Braun on Wednesday. I'm CJ Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer. Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we do more than lend. We lift up our rural communities that we serve, too. From our day-to-day business of supporting farmers to our community investment efforts and scholarships for students, we help local rural communities find their next level. Visit fcma.com/community to learn more about our commitment to communities. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Here's what's going on. We've got a chilly Friday. Cold north flow coming around the backside of that low that finally got out of here, at least far enough to get rid of some clouds and some moisture. It's not going to be the most beautiful day today. It's not going to be the fastest drying day today, but we do not pick up any additional precipitation. Sunshine is going to be a increasing thing that we see in our forecast through the next 12 hours or so. Now, as we move into tomorrow, Saturday, we put together a pretty nice day. Sunshine, blue sky, and temperatures not as cool after a very nippy start. Sunday, we feature a little bit of moisture coming out of the Central Plains and moving across the Missouri Valley, southern Illinois, and into the Ohio Valley. Keep an eye if you are in the southern tier counties of the Hoosier State, especially southwest Indiana, for rounds of additional rain. I don't think we can rule out thunderstorms down there that bring in anywhere from a quarter to 1 inch of rain. However, the rest of the state should make it through Sunday on a dry note, and there's no major problems for any of the festivities around Memorial Day, whether it's the Great American Race or anything else. Monday the 26th looks very, very nice. A drier pattern is trying to settle in then for the Eastern Corn Belt through the rest of next week. Tuesday through Saturday, we see no well-organized precipitation. Now, I will not rule out a couple of pop-up heat-based showers or thunderstorms. There doesn't really seem to be widespread instability, though, through the week. I think there's a good chance we make it all the way till maybe the second or third or even the fourth before our next round of serious precipitation comes this way. If that's the case, that means we get back to drying very, very quickly, and we should be able to get back into the fields here later next week and finish up planting, whether you got 7/10 of an inch out of this last precipitation outbreak or 2.5 inches. All of us should be able to get back into the field and finish things if we need to do that. Otherwise, the crops are going to be turbocharged by the moisture here this past week and take off growing very, very quickly. That's the setup and the pattern that we see right now. I don't have it with any major problems except for that additional potential heavy rain in southwest Indiana on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Planting season is here, and Beacon Credit Union is proud to stand beside the farmers who make it all happen. We're here to help with flexible lines of credit, equipment financing, and real estate loans built for your operation. At Beacon, it's ag people serving ag people, committed to your success in every season. Start at beaconcu.org. Insured by ASI, not federally insured EHO lender.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Mixed grains and oil seeds, relatively quiet. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Thursday Farm Market Review. And the markets are powered by Purple Wave Auction. Purple Wave makes buying and selling used ag equipment easy. For details, visit purplewave.com. Final numbers from Thursday trade coming up. First, at the end of the session, I spoke with Carl Setzer, Consus Ag Consulting, to get his thoughts. Looks like a Thursday day of consolidation, Carl, as we have mixed markets, not a whole lot of movement, really not a whole lot of news to move these markets either way as well.
Yeah, really, we've kind of developed a bit of a trend here over the last few weeks, Andy, and what we've seen is heavy trade on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then really we get to Thursday and we kind of see this collective two-sided trade in lethargic activity. And that carries over into Friday. We've seen just our heavier trade to start the week. And today, no different. And we get to the export numbers and they were good for the week, but really nothing jumped out at anybody. And that, again, once we get past that, we really are kind of out of fresh news stories that tend to come out the rest of the week. We will get a cattle on feed report tomorrow afternoon. So we saw a little more positioning in that livestock complex today. Grains taking a little bit more of a hit today. The International Grains Council raising the global corn crop by 3 million metric tons. And a little bit wetter forecast out west for some of the drier areas. We continue to be very wet in the eastern Corn Belt, though. That prevented our losses from extending.
Do we have a building story with that wetness in the eastern Corn Belt and possible unplanted acres or acres that need replant and never get it?
Yeah, I think it's a really big developing story. According to my data, state of Ohio had 881,000 unplanted corn acres in 2019, nearly 1.5 million acres unplanted on a whole. There is consideration that we could test those numbers again this year for as wet as it has been through the state of Ohio. The other thing that weighs against it a little bit, you've got to look at the futures we have. At $4.50 futures for new crop corn, no farmer is going to go out and try to mud in a crop when they can get prevent plant insurance. And you're really not going to try to replant one and double up your input costs when futures are that depressed either. I think it's going to take a bit more of a time to really get the market to pay attention. Probably not until we get to that June revisions to the planted acres that comes at the end of the month.
Any losses on Thursday were pretty minimal and certainly don't change the fact that so far this week it is a net positive in corn, beans, and wheat too.
Yeah, it's really been a pretty favorable week for trade. We have not had a lot of negative trade news come out of Washington. We're working on some trade deals. And we also have the simple fact that we're pretty much sold out. When you look at technicals being oversold and funds heavily loaded up to the short side, just not a lot of incentive to push the market down.
Market comments from Carl Setzer, Consus Ag Consulting. His number is 989-506-1587. On the Hat Thursday market review, mixed in the corn market, very flat too. July goes 2 cents higher, 463. September 441 down. Just a penny and three quarters, and Dece down 2 1/4, 453 1/4. A 4 3/4 cent gain for July soybeans, 1067 1/2. August 3 1/2 up at 1062 1/2, and November. December, 10.55 and a quarter, up 3 cents. Chicago wheat, July, down 4 3/4, 5.44 and a half. Protein sector was split. June live cattle up $1.47, 215.62, and June lean hogs 98.70, down 82 cents. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Thursday Farm Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.